makes all things better for the people on top. It's not always right, though. Hey, brothers and sisters, first I would like to speak to you on the change in the design or in the order of the membership of the nation.
Secret organization outside. We don't do things in the dark.
sisters, when they came to take him, he said, "Why do you come sneaking up on me?" So I never did anything sneakingly. Everything that I've done has been out in the open. And Prophet Muhammad was given the truth, says El-Bayan, which means it's open truth that shines openly. We don't hide anything. So if you catch people out there that's practicing something secretly and saying they're with the chief, they are liars. Liars of the worst type. Then if your mind is messed up, brother, if you came to that kind of conclusion, instantly, then I wish you'd come to me in a hurry and let me straighten you out. But I don't see how anybody can come to that kind of conclusion, even if they're mentally sick. They couldn't come to that kind of conclusion. Now, brothers and sisters, don't think I'm afraid of you. I'm talking to that devil out there. You all won't learn me yet. You see me going along, and you still think I'm a little soft thing that don't know what he's doing, just all pure and sweet and righteous, but don't really understand things. So you keep on going. You keep on working your thing. Yeah, I'm sweet. But I don't have the sugar diabetes. Have been established for a long, long time. You've just seen me around here for a couple of years, less than a couple of years, as your leader. But let me tell you something, we've been around so long. We have seen little gangsters come up and go. We have watched your tracks. We have listened to your language and watched your tracks for so long that we can laugh and play among you. Take care of you thoroughly. You don't think Allah's with me? Just keep on increasing in your boldness, and you'll find out. It might be too late, the lights might be out for you, but you'll find out. I want to say a word to the foot dragon. Those who come out front and drag one foot. Whenever there's a call, here it comes. Pick up both feet. You got one that can't lift itself up off the ground. Something's wrong. We got them here, you know. They come, but it's hard. And they let us see it's hard. No, a believer, never is there a burden on him. The Holy Quran says that Allah never burns us beyond our ability to carry. Is that right? All right. So he doesn't come up like, man, good God Almighty, man. The minister laid some heavy stuff on us today, man. I don't know what I'm going to do about this. It's going to take me some time to digest this. That's that one dragging his foot. Anymore if you eat and digest it. We don't feel your stomach filling up, and our body is not satisfied when your digestion has been completed. Only when we learn that it has happened. just to say, I can't do it. He wants to discourage you. Man, this stuff is hard to chew. Hard to swallow, too. Chief Minister is right. Got to admit, man, he is divine. The Holy Spook, man. But I can handle this. You got the hitchhiker. He looks in every respect to be a genuine follower. He jumps on the back of the truck like everybody else. But he's just going a piece of the way down the road. He don't intend to go all the way with it. He's just going a piece down the road. Enjoy your ride. Until he get a piece down the road, and he's gonna jump off where he wanna stop. Yeah, I see the chief minister's all right. Doing a lot of great things. I have to admit, he's doing a lot of good things. I don't complain. I do my job. But now, the chief minister say that, I don't know. On this ship. All the Quran says Allah gives power to whom whosoever he pleases. Then he gives the kingdom and the rule to whoever he pleases to give it to. And it says, when he gives, no man can take away. And what he denies, no man can give. So if your heroes of the past don't have what I got, you can't give it to them. It wasn't in their life. It wasn't in the history for them to have it. You should be thankful that you have another hero. Leading you to Allah, You, my friend, to zakat, to fasting during the month of Ramadan, to Hajj to Mecca, and to all the other social activities that make up the life of Islam. Now, anybody that wanna jump off before we make our rounds, you just wanna stop at some of these stops. Get the hell off the boat. I'm serious. Excuse my language, but I'm serious. The only kind of language this kind of fella can understand. Think you're doing me some kind of favor. Here Allah is protecting them. They have they endure the protection that Allah has given to us. Protecting them. And they rebelling and thinking they're giving us something. I say it again. But Allah makes his man, he makes them along. Ain't nobody with him that Allah makes him. Just like there's nobody with that baby that's being made in the womb of his mother. Ain't nobody in there with that baby. That baby's in there by himself. If they have twins, then they're in there, but they don't know about each other. They're being made in the dark. They don't even see each other. Is that right? All right? And they come out, they're finished, and the world have to look and see what's been made. Is that right? Alright, likewise for the man, for the leader that Allah himself makes. When he makes that leader, he makes him in the womb that's concealed from the eyes of the people. They don't see what Allah is doing. All they see is the finished product. They may say, I think that woman is going to have a baby. And as they see her growing, they might say, that woman is pregnant. They might say, I think it's going to be a boy. They might say, I think that child will be wise. But they don't know. Is that right? Allah makes the life. And he makes it by himself. So just like he made me alone, he can leave me alone. And there will be many more right away. They won't even miss those. Hitchhikers, foot draggers, freeloaders, and whatnot, we won't even miss them. If they don't leave nobody but myself, do you think I would be hurt? You may not understand it, but if everybody, like I was told to me, everybody in here is not with you, all these people are pretenders. In a minute, they're going to get up and walk out. I say, what? Praise the to Allah. That's what I would say. For a second or two, I would think about it. Then I would say, all praise the to Allah. The strength of truth is not in the people that just converted to that truth. The strength of the people is in truth, but the strength of truth is not in the people. So, brothers and sisters, don't let those old snakes among you dampen your spirit, make you feel like you ain't gonna make it. So I thought we'd have had a million people by now, the way the chief started out. We got more than a million now. We have gotten more than a million, I repeat. But where are they? They're across the street. They're across town. They're across country. They're out of the country. There are people following me in land that didn't even know anything about me. They don't think that those that you just see the physical presence of are all the people. No, indeed. There are many people that love this truth that I'm teaching. And they listen for it. They want more of it. They distance away. There's problem for them now. They can't come into this body. And then Allah, in his own wisdom, enforcement to increase the body physically. He's not going to send a great increase of physical people in here before time. No, but don't think they're not being converted. Everybody that hears his truth, he's affected, and many of them are converted. Always something missing. It's good, but it's worth